Every man who can think even a little seriously without being, so to speak, identified with his passions must agree with this if he takes into account only one simple fact often repeated in the process of our inner life, namely, that all our experiences that seem so dreadful while we are going through them appear to our logical reasoning to be not worth a red cent after a lapse of only a short time, during which they have been replaced by other experiences and chance to be recalled when we are already in another mood. The results of his thinking and feeling often lead the average man to make, as it might be expressed, a fly out of an elephant, and an elephant out of a fly. The manifestations of this harmful property in the common presence of people become particularly intense during such events as wars, revolutions, civil wars, and so on. At such times, a state recognized even by them is most acutely manifested, under the influence of which, with rare exceptions, they all fall, and which they call mass psychosis. The chief characteristic of this state is that when ordinary people, with their already feeble mentation, which at such times becomes still feebler, receive shocks from the maleficent stories of some lunatic or other, they become, in the full sense of the word, victims of these malicious stories and manifest themselves completely automatically. While they are under the influence of this maleficent property, already permanently rooted in ordinary contemporary people, there ceases to exist in their common presence that sacred something called conscience, whose acquisition was possible for them thanks to the data with which they were endowed by great nature as godlike beings in contrast to mere animals. Knowledgeable people sincerely regret this property in our contemporaries because, according to historical data, as well as the discoveries of many genuine learned beings of past epochs, great nature no longer has any need for such a phenomenon as mass psychosis for maintaining her equilibrium. On the contrary, the periodic manifestation of this property in people compels her again and again to make new adaptations, for instance, increasing the birth rate, changing what is called the tempo of the general psyche, and so on and so forth.